Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is a spirit. And we respond to him when we love him in spirit and in truth. As we love him from our heart, we can worship him in spirit and in truth. When the Lord speaks to us, he speaks to us in our heart. His word forms faith in our heart. We always say it, but faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. A lot of things are not, we overlook, or we don't do the best we can do. We don't get the full benefit from the word of God unless we plant it down deep in our heart. Now, Solomon had a son named Rehoboam. And Rehoboam was raised by the wisest king. This man was wise. God downloaded wisdom in him. He didn't learn it on his own. God gave it to him directly. It takes a long time for a man to retain that much wisdom in this life. But Rehoboam was raised by it. But he was not established because he did not form the word in his heart. The only reason he wasn't established was because he didn't dedicate himself in his heart. I want to say it just like the word described it. But when you read about it, that's the reason why he wasn't established. When the Holy Spirit gives us an assignment, something to do, or the Word of God tells us what to do, a lot of people say, I agree with that. Because it's true. They can tell it's true and they just quickly agree with it. But they fail when they don't internalize it. We have to receive God's word in our heart, and we'll have roots. In Jesus' parable, Jesus described four types of soil, which represents four types of men. Seed that was sown on the wayside, that's the hard ground. You know, men, horses, and wagons tread the wayside. The ground is just as good as any ground, but that's where people walk and they compact it. It's kind of like the earth under the road when they put asphalt over the dirt. That's trucks and cars run over it for years. And when the airport bought property near our neighborhood, they bought our neighborhood, but they started with other neighborhoods. And they worked their way towards my mom's house. That was a road we used to call Suicide. Because it had a steep angle. I don't know how they even built a house on that road, but they did. And the grade was so steep that if you rode off it on a bicycle, you know, it was dangerous. And they called it Suicide. And on the bottom end, that was a slight grade going up. And then a curve to the right. And you'd have so much speed, you might not make that curve. Well, when they tore that neighborhood down and they dug up the asphalt, the ground was compacted. And I took a picture of it. And for a very long time, it wouldn't grow anything. It was as if the asphalt was still there. For months, it did. You know, grass grew all around it, but it wouldn't grow there for months. It took a long time, possibly a year or so, before grass grew there. It eventually did, but it wouldn't grow on the wayside. Some people, they don't give the word a chance. And now they harden their heart and they won't receive it. And, and whatever was spoken, the enemy steals it from them. And then there's soil among among stones. You know, stones make the ground hard too. And the plant don't get much root. And that's what I wanted to get to. And then, you know, you have the thorns. People don't bear much fruit because of the cares and worries that's distracting them. And then you have good soil. That's the goal, to always have a heart that's good soil, good soil. And that's the choice you got to make. Now, a good soil is when you receive the word on purpose. You hear it, receive it, and you speak it. You believe it, and you act on it. The word grows roots in you. Rehoboam, the only reason he wasn't established was because he didn't allow the word to grow deep in him. If you agree with God, it's best to receive God's word down deep in your heart so that it can't be changed. So that, and you will not fail at that point. When God gives me something to do, I receive it. It's like I grab a hold of it in the spirit so I can follow God and live a life of worship before Him. See, I don't just want to do His will. The acts that you perform, there's no reason why it shouldn't be worship. I don't just pay tithes with my hand. I pay tithes from my heart. I don't just honor God with my lips. I honor Him with my life. That's my goal. I know if I fail, He'll forgive me. And I don't do everything just perfect, but I want to. And you have to, you know, we grow from glory to glory. We get better and better at doing things. When I receive an assignment, I take it serious. And that's got to happen. And anything of God takes dedication. But when you receive the word down deep in your heart, when the evil storms of doubt blow, and people give you poor advice and tell you what they do that's awkward, then you can weather all that. You can live far above the snake line, like we were talking about last week. You know, the snake line is the point on a mountain that snakes just don't cross because the air is thin and they don't like being up that high. I don't know if it's the temperature or what, but there's a certain line that they just don't cross on a mountain. They don't do well if they go any further up. And they choose not to. Well, sometimes people don't choose to grow and learn to a certain point, even Christians. But the Lord will take you to greater and greater levels of success, and you can learn, and there you can learn things that you can't learn unless you trust Him. In order to trust God, in order to trust Him and follow through and not let something distract me and persuade me otherwise, I plant the word down deep in my heart. And from there, I can grow and I can go forward. And I can live a strong life. God loves His people. And He cares about us. And He's going to help us out. He's going to help us do what we have to do. If you say, okay, Lord, I'll do that, and don't plant the word down deep, the enemy's coming. Will you be strong enough to withstand? Even the dedicated things of daily life, sometimes you have to plant the word down deep in your heart just to do those things, just to love your spouse unconditionally, and to be patient with children, and to take care of older people that may be a little contrary. You have to plant the word down deep. I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. You know, sometimes I've seen people, they receive a message, but they never get the full benefit unless they deal with the foundation of problems. Now, I could have did like others and just, I knew I almost got in a fight, and I knew it would probably happen again. I didn't want it to happen again. I said, Lord, I don't really know how to do this. See, being honest to God is good. Now you can, you have to, if you can be a student, anytime you can be a receptive student, you can learn something. And you can grow. Every time I felt challenged, I felt like the enemy was getting one over on me. I said, Lord, show me how to kill this problem. I don't want it to be a lingering problem for the rest of my life, and I dodge around it and always worry about whether I'll stand or fall. I want to know, how do Thurston do this? How can I do it? And those are the kind of, that's how I pray. If he expect me to do his will, I want to know how to do it. And there was nobody that could teach me I didn't have confidence that I knew anybody that could teach me what I was after to learn. So I got out to God about it. I went and asked him. I asked him to teach me, show me his ways, teach me his word. And it works. He does help us out. So the kind of things I learned was word management skills. Receive the word in your heart, let it grow deep roots, and then go forward with the word, doing the things that you said you do. I was able to fulfill my agreements with God. The times that I would plant the word down deep. And I know what it's like when you say, okay, Lord, I'll do it, and then you fail. I did that too. It wouldn't be fair if I said otherwise. But the difference was, I planted the word down deep when I obeyed him. And I had enough word that I would fight when I had to fight. See, the spiritual war, you got to fight the spiritual warfare until you win. And the Lord, I said, Lord, how long do I fight? He said, fight till you win and live in victory. I said, oh, okay, I can do that. And I said I would do it. See, one way you can always control the situation is with your tongue. Speak what you're going to do. I wasn't talking where people could hear me. When I would go alone in prayer or when I'm by myself, I would just speak things that I needed done in my life. I would speak that I knew what to do when I didn't, so that I could learn from the Lord. I speak that, with God, you got to believe that you have it before you got it. You have to believe that you have it before you see it. But once you're in faith, you got it. If you can see what's happening in the spirit realm, it's being worked on. Things are forming in position. When you ask the Lord to teach you something that you know you don't know, heaven is lining things up for you to either meet the right people that can speak what you need to hear, or the Lord is preparing to teach you so that you can hear and receive, or he's preparing a future where you'll see it in the Word of God. But he's going to always, and I mean always, honor your faith. So if you have faith in his word, he's going to He's going to use that opportunity to train you because he loves you and he cares for you. You're not alone anymore. You can believe him and take him at his word. And I know this. I found out about these wonderful things. And God is so good to us. He's going to help you do what you got to do. That this kind of dedication is the key to all forms of success. Those who don't plant the word down deep, the enemy is going to come with winds of doctrine. That's why the word of God said many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And remember, I told my children this, everything looks good on paper. From a certain point of view, even the lies of Satan look good. They don't look bad. You can be convinced by him. Unless you're full of the word of God and it's developing inside you. Satan can come along with his lies and he dresses them up to look good. And when people are in a state of neither being cold or hot, they get deceived. And their hearts can be hardened. They don't have any fight in them. And everything looks good. All his lies look good to somebody from a certain point of view. But the word of God is right. And they that worship God will worship him in spirit and in truth. A lot of people don't, they're not trying to learn who God is. They're not trying to get to know him. They're not trying to develop and understand. And the Lord loves them. But those who attach themselves to sin and won't let go, they're not going to heaven, even if they were washed in the blood. Because they're doing it by their will. Remember, the sin that Adam did, he didn't kill anybody. He didn't murder anyone. He ate fruit that God told him not to eat. I don't know why people think they can do all this stuff that's wrong and remain okay with God. False doctrines have occurred. Many gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And there's a persuasion out there. When the Lord used to talk to me and tell me what to say, sometimes I used to get very concerned. I said, I'm finna start a fight. Sometimes I say the things God tells me, even Christians look at me sideways, but it's the word of God. He's telling the truth. He's not lying. He said, tell my people my return is imminent. Any moment now. Imminent. And tell them to be ready that they be not left. Some people have gotten into things and they need to stop. They need to get out of the, they need to rise above the snake line and let go of the doctrines of devils that they've been professing. Start teaching the word of God for real. There's a phony grace message out there. They say it's all right to be homosexuals. You got preachers marrying men and men marrying two men or two women. You got all kind of debauchery in the church. There are tares among the wheat. See, when the rapture comes, everything will be exposed. Everything will be exposed for what it is. If it's a lie, it'll be exposed to being a lie. Those that were true and remained faithful, they will be found faithful. And you'll know as you're known. Whatever you are, everybody will know it. When the rapture happens and those that are left, everybody will know whose side you was on. But it's not about embarrassment, it's about life. Will we worship God in spirit and in truth? Will our actions be like His? Will we obey Him? Will we love Him from the heart? And that makes the difference. Everybody has fallen short, big deal. But we don't have to stay in a fallen state. God loves us. And I love everybody. And I understand how easy it is to be caught up into something. And I desire to see God's best on and favor on everyone. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I truly love you and God loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.